Welcome to Gilead, and thank you so much for joining us. My name is Soren Hodshire, and I'm the comms and admin Haas here at Gilead. This past Sunday, Trevor Johnson had a very special ordination outside on the lawn at Bethany UCC, and we love to see it. This month's theme has been beef, stories of conflict, but sometimes we do have conflict with ourselves. It's conflict about our careers, conflict about our paths and our journeys. And this is a sermon by Reverend Zachary Moon talking about wrestling with these internal struggles. Thank you so much, and we hope to see you soon, also on the lawn at Bethany at 5 p.m. this Sunday. Looking forward to see you then.
I can wait a long time. Sometimes you have to. But left to my own devices, I'll likely be really impatient and irritable and stressed and overthink every little bit of it. And I haven't been able to solve that particular unhappiness in my life, but I have found that if I have to wait, it's better to do it with some good friends. Listening to their stories and sharing my own, cracking jokes and passing time, keeping hope. I am not a fisherman, and I don't particularly care for the smell of fish, but I have always related to that old story about the folks fishing all night long, waiting for the catch to come in. It must have been the longest night of their lives. For me, it's powerful because it's the hope and the despair in equal parts. Each thickly real, or we're not sitting in this boat all night. I'm calling it hope, but maybe sometimes it's more like desperation. Gotta catch something. Gotta have something to show for my work. Better not come home empty-handed. But it's not just me needing to pull up something good in these nets. It's my friends, too. They're feeling it. They're feeling it all the way, too. And we haven't caught anything. So it's not really the fish smells, but the sweat smells that we're sitting in. And the worry creeps in. The doubts. The lurking fears of scarcity floating on in my mind. Our minds, like our little boat on this water. Each passing hour gets heavier with the stink of our worry and our fear. But we keep sitting in it. And too soon the sun drops low, lower and lower, until darkness swallows every bit of existence. And now it's more about the sounds than the sights, the sound of water lapping against our boat in the breeze, and the sighs of our bodies weary from sitting here too long. We feel the failure, but no one says anything about it. It's like we're honoring a collective in-ness in which we find ourselves. And when we can't bear it any longer, we do the only thing we can do. We pull in our nets. And again, find nothing of significance or worth. In its clutches, we wonder has our faith been disproven in these empty nets? Are we false? Maybe we should let the next net pull decide for sure. So we heave and drop the nets into the water once more. But the breaking of dawn finally activates our resignation. We have fished through this long night. We have caught nothing. We have only our exhaustion to show for our labors, and yet the depths of our tiredness is matched by the sturdiness of our community. We have labored together. We have failed together. We come to this shore now together, awaiting what's next. And blurry-eyed and downcast, what comes next? This commotion is an interruption. They come right up to us and speak simply, "Lend me your boat so that I can do my thing." What, this old piece of shit? This piece of shit I've been sitting in since yesterday? This pain all through my ass? It's good for nothing, empty, no, barren, useless, undeserving hunk of rot. You stranger to me, what did you say your name was again? You want this? For what? I hope they couldn't read my mind. I'm feeling pretty low and empty. Your boat, this vessel that at this moment disgusts you, will allow me to do what I need to do. Okay? Maybe I'm too tired to argue, or maybe this stranger and their request is itching something in my soul, but I don't fight it. Sure, I say, have at it. And while they have my shabby little boat out there, I listen, and their teaching makes quite an impression on me. I won't tell you all they said that day, but I bet you've heard some of it before, somewhere. About love? About balm for the wounded spots? About making good trouble? I was nourished and confused all at once. Like my ancestors generations ago, wandering in the wilderness of their exodus, and God's provision raining daily bread from heaven for us, they called that manna. What is this? That's what they named it. What is this? That's my question now. What is this? Push out again, they say. Push out again into the deep water and let down your nets. Oh, out there? out there in the void, the barren, the ungenerous waters that have rejected me and my friends again and again as though mocking our sincere attempts to be halfway decent fisher people. That's what I feel. But instead I say, all right, I'll try. And we do try again. We do as we have done, and now more fish than we have ever seen. Our provision is so abundant, it's overwhelming, scary, dangerous. This is too much, isn't it? But the point is made. There is more than what failure has spoken, more than our inadequacies, more than our fears out here in these depths. What has been withholding is now wondrously plentiful. The saying yes did that. They met my confusion and my curiosity with invitation, and now bearing witness to my fear, be not afraid, they say, when I reach the shore. They present another opportunity. Follow me, and you will fish for people. These waters, this bit of shore, this boat, these nets, these varieties of fish, this is what I know. This is what I do. This is who I am. I said yes when they asked to use my worn-out boat to do this work, and now I say yes when they asked to use this worn-out fisherman to do the work. It strikes me that they don't ask me to make a career change, fish for people. They didn't even ask me to go to seminary. They didn't ask me to be ordained. They don't ask for status or title or membership or accomplishments or prestige. They ask for the only thing I have ever have and will ever have. Me. Thomas Kelly, because we weren't going to do this without some Quaker ancestors being remembered, Thomas Kelly said, begin where you are. Be faithful now. Use what little faithfulness you are capable of, even if it's like a grain of mustard seed. Begin where you are. And when you suffer through a long night of failure, when you come up short and visibly manifest all the imperfections you wish could just stay hidden, when you lose that sense of life-giving connection, Kelly says simply, begin again. Begin again, just where you are. You have waited for this day, for this occasion. You have fished here and you have fished there. I have no doubt that there have been waves of worry and confusion and adriftness that you have felt. But you have been willing to fish anyway. And you have made friends as you did. Other folks who were searching too, who had good questions and good ideas. We are with you in every boat. That salt you smell, that's not the sea air. That's the sweat of our labor, shoulder to shoulder with you. We are your salty friends, and we are with you all the way to the final shore. The one who met those fisher folks on the shore meets you right now. God's isness is as embodied in these siblings as God's isness was in Jesus. And that's not my heresy. That's one I picked up from Jesus in Matthew 25. When Jesus reminds us that you will find them in the siblings that you care for in your life. Trevor, these holy beings here with you, for you, today are asking no more and no less than Jesus asked those faithful followers. We are asking you, inviting you to bring all of you. Into deliberate service of the needs of others, all of you. Your hope, your desperation, your fear, your love, your sweat, your calloused hands, your tired, aching muscles. Every bit of you that has lasted this long night all the way through. You are made beautifully. And all that you are can lighten others' burdens, can be balm to our wounds. You will see hurt. And not hurry past. You will cross over and meet us hurting in the ditch you find us in. And you will say yes. You will say yes. You will say yes. And it will be faithful.